Our next guest might be able to, like we say, shed a little light on just what the Flames acquired yesterday. Very pleased to be joined by the head coach from UND and an Albertan himself, Dave Haxtall. Dave, it is indeed a pleasure. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on, Dean.
Good to talk to you. Again, here you go. Coming back to your old stomping grounds and his old stomping grounds. Corbin Knight, I guess your thoughts upon hearing that now one of your former players looks like he's one step closer to the NHL.
Well, it's a great opportunity for Corbin to be able to come back home to his home province after being a Florida Panthers draft pick. But one he's worked really hard for. So now, you know, obviously he's put in a lot of hard work to get where he is at. Probably more importantly, I think he has an understanding of the work that's in front of him and the challenge that's in front of him. And that's part of maturity. And that's probably the biggest thing that I can tell you about Corbin. He's a very mature young man. And he's you know, he'll be ready to come to camp.
The one thing that you'll hear about Corbin, and it goes on and on, late bloomer. I guess tell us, over the course, you spent four seasons with him when he came in 2009-10 to where he ended up, the changes you saw in him, and maybe you can speak to that fact that it did take a little bit of time and seasoning for him to reach his potential.
Yeah, I guess that's the word that we tag on to these young guys now, is late bloomer. You know, when they become a good junior player at 18, you know, or 19 years old, when they stay and play that extra year of AAA midget like Corbin did and have a great max tournament. And then in his case, you know, he was a four-year college player. I just think he's taken all the right steps. There's, you know, for very few players, there's really not that fast track to the National Hockey League. And I think the guys that are patient in their development and very realistic in the work that they put in and year out within their development give themselves a chance, and that's Corbin. I mean, he's a very humble guy. As you deal with him, you know, hopefully over the next many years, I think you're going to find that he's a very humble guy, yet highly competitive, and he just knows the things that he has to improve on in a realistic way in order to give himself a chance to break a National Hockey League roster.
It's funny, I read a story yesterday, because as you can imagine, it made big news here in Calgary, and then a lot of people who had written stories about him, because if you go to a draft, you follow the team and the players, and then of course, well, what about the local guys? So being from High River, a lot of articles were written, and one of them said, boy, wait till this guy's about 22 years of age, and when he's fully matured, he might be a significant prospect, and lo and behold, here we are. Talk about his maturation. We hear a lot about him as a center, his work in the face-off dot, and as a two-way player, I guess specifically as it pertains to him as him on the ice.
Well, he's gonna give you a real accountable player night in and night out, and I think that's what will give him a chance to be a member of the Calgary Flames right away this year. He's not a one-dimensional player. He's very good in the face-off dot, and not only is that in critical situations, but just throughout an entire game and a season, to be at the 60% mark, even at our level, is phenomenal, and he's done it year after year. So that's a nice place to start. But he's a guy that takes care of the puck well. He's physically strong. Like I said, he's a reliable player. And there's a little bit of upside offensively there, and Corbin won't talk about that a whole lot, but he definitely has a National Hockey League shot and release. That's something that he's worked very hard at over the years, and something that he's improved. So I believe he has baseline National Hockey League skills. I think physically he's ready to challenge for a spot. And there's no question that mentally he's ready to do that on a daily basis as a pro.
The head coach at University of North Dakota is our guest. He is Dave Haxtall on the Subway Restaurants Fresh Take Hotline.
Dave, how would you rate his skating, and how far has that come in his tenure with you?
I think his skating is very sound. You know, I don't think it's he doesn't have that extra gear, you know, in terms of speed that's going to be a differentiating factor for him. But he's a very strong, powerful skater, very stable on his skates, and that's, you know, I think that's something that, as a young guy, I think he's always been, you know, a good skater, but obviously there's a lot that goes into that. I think he's worked very hard in terms of technique and the work that he's put in there also just the level of training that that he's undertaken. His lower body strength, his core strength is—it's not good. It's outstanding.
And you need—and I know that a lot of people have talked about, and we already got some feedback here. It's like, well, okay, so as a person and as a character, it's off the charts. Does that make him a better hockey player? But the one thing that we keep hearing from the current regime here in Calgary is that we need good people to wear our jersey. It's a privilege to put on the Flaming C, and it would seem like everything I've read and people that I've talked to, that you don't get people much better than Corbin Knight.
Well, I guess I'm going to try to talk in and around all of that. You don't win just with a bunch of good guys, but you do win when you have good ability, you have a high competitive level, and you have good people. And that's what you're getting in Corbin Knight. Now, there's no guarantees, as we all know, to develop a National Hockey League career. That's, there's a big challenge in front of Corbin. But you take those three elements, he's high on the charts on all of those elements. So that gives him a pretty good chance to make the organization better. The time frame that he'll do that, that's going to be up to him and up to the Calgary Flames. But, I've got my money on Corbin Knight improving the Calgary Flames organization over time as he becomes a member.
Dave, such a big buzzword when you've been around the game and talked to a lot of people like yourself is one word, trust. And I just get the feeling that this is a guy in every scenario, on, off the ice, everywhere you go, that you trust. Fair?
Yeah, that's a very fair term. And I think that's a real nice thing, whether it's for me as a coach at the college level or for Jay and the organization there. In the management level, on through their coaching staff. There's not one situation, where you'll be looking back over your shoulder and wondering if Corbin Knight is doing things the right way, because he does things the right way, every day of his life in every area. I think you're right to go back to your previous question. People are saying, well, he's a good guy. How does that help us? Again, good people that are highly competitive will help you, and I think this is a guy that's accountable in every area of his life.
I would think it'd be an interesting thing, too, to be 21 years of age or 22, and the team that drafted you, just as you're set to come out of school and graduate and move on to your pro career, you loggerheads, you and the team, it looks like they're gonna let you go. I would think that would probably be a bit of a shot to the pride, but I would guess he, again, of the character where he just kind of got back on the horse, so to speak, and kept going. Were you aware of any of the contract or the negotiations or lack thereof that were ongoing with Corbin?
Yeah, I was aware, on a baseline level, I think, of everything that was going on. And yeah, I mean, it's always pride and maybe a little bit of ego are always involved there. But again, it's going to be all in how you handle the ups and downs. If you're going to be successful at the NHL level, I think that's a big part of it. It's not just your ability on the ice. And, I think Corbin handled himself extremely well throughout it all. He was very even keel and matter of fact. Never a negative word towards the Florida Panthers. I mean, that's business. They were doing what they thought they needed to do for their organization. He understood that. He also understood that he needed to do what was best for him and what gave himself the best chance to develop his career. So I give him a lot of credit in the way he's handled it. And, more often than not, when you do those things, when you do things the right way, things have a way of working themselves out. And in this case, I guess I'd say it probably couldn't have worked out better for Corbin.
We're chatting with Dave Haxtell, head coach at the University of North Dakota, here on Sportsnet 960, The Fan. He will become just another one of your players who will move on to the National Hockey League. You've had some dandies, and I guess before we ask you about Jonathan Toews and a big game for him tonight with the Chicago Blackhawks, some guys we're seeing a lot now, players who go undrafted, who then mature and then become free agents, drawing a lot of press and a lot of attention. Matt Fratton, one of your former guys. We've seen Tyler Bozak. We've seen Justin Schultz up the road in Edmonton. The jump from the NCAA ranks to the NHL, it's all pertaining to the player, I suppose, but it seems like a lot more guys spending a little bit more time at school are better equipped to make that jump. What do you see about the NCAA game? And there's no mistake, and I think you've probably seen it here, there's a lot of NCAA players that have come into the Calgary Flames organization in a short amount of time. What is it about either your program or the NCAA specifically that maybe has players equipped to make that jump?
Well, Dean, I mean, I think with our program, it's simply the culture that these players grow up in. And that's a culture that's been set over many, many years by a lot of very good people and very good players. We've had both ends of the spectrum. You know, we've had the guys that have been able to come in, like a John Taves or Zach Parise, and you know, spend a couple of years, as high first-round picks and step right in after a couple of years. We've also had the guys on the other end of the spectrum, like you've mentioned, Matt Fratt, you know, Matt Green, who played 3 years, a guy, you know, hopefully like a Corbin Knight, who, you know, takes the right steps and just has that patience to stay really mature as a person, really physically mature, and that has a way of bringing that entire skill package together so that when you get to that level, you're ready to compete for an NHL job. There's no guarantee that you're going to be able to win one of those jobs, but I feel like it's really important that you are ready and prepared at all levels to be a pro when you take that step and enter a National Hockey League camp to try to win a job, because it's a tough business and you have to be ready to handle it on all different levels. So, you know, I think the physical maturity and the time that you're allowed, if you need it at our level, is a real benefit to players. I also think the mental maturity that you gain just by growing up and becoming a man on your own, I think that also helps you as you get to an NHL organization.
And again, it's not going to happen. But we always kind of, you know, you're sitting around the pub after a game having a beer or whatever. The draft is coming up next weekend, and the discussion comes to, you know, is 17, is that too young to be drafting players? Because it's always phrased as a crapshoot. Well, if you let them mature a little bit more, it becomes less of a crapshoot, and we're seeing that with guys that maybe, like you say, come out at 21, 22, or 20, and find themselves more ready. 17 is, yeah, there's so much to be determined yet at 17.
I think you're hearing a lot of discussion about that, you know, maybe behind the scenes in terms of looking at, you know, the potential of moving the NHL draft back 1 year. Obviously, that's not going to happen with where we're at with the CBA now going into the long-term future here. But it is a discussion, and, you know, it's a valid one. But there's a lot of great ways to develop. There's a lot of great ways to grow up and become an NHL player. But we're certainly, you know, one way that gives you the option of being on that fast track, or if you need that extra year or two, also using that to your advantage.
It's been a number of years since you've had him on your bench, but Jonathan Taves has a huge game, obviously biggest game of his career as he heads into this one tonight because it's the most recent. But as a guy who knows what he is as a player and as a person and a competitor, to hear him being criticized, a lot of people all of a sudden are saying that maybe he isn't the big game, big moment player that everyone thought he was. Your thoughts on Taves as he heads into this one?
He's a big game player. He's a big time person. And you know, the criticism, I guess that comes with the territory. I'm sure Jonathan handles that just fine. To me, it's the only word I guess I would probably attach laughable to it. I mean, when you look at what this young man has done in his career now, you know, he was questioned pretty heavily during the Detroit series. He's now again being questioned. You know, he's on a team that's down 2-1 in the Stanley Cup Finals. He's a hell of a leader. He's a better person, and he's a competitor. He'll show up tonight. You know, it's a great series. You have two real good teams, a little bit different teams, but two very good teams, and Boston playing at a high level. So, you know, tonight it's an opportunity for Chicago to answer that challenge, and you know, I'm sure that Johnny will be ready for that challenge, and we'll go out and do a good job.
So, do you still being an Albertan? Do you still have ties back here?
Oh yeah, my family's all still there. A lot of family and friends. I mean, I grew up just outside of Edmonton and spent 3 years in Red Deer. So I've got a lot of friends and family in the area and get back there quite often. It's still home.
There you go. So you'll appreciate what kind of a day it must have been for Corbin yesterday.
Yeah, just happy for him and real proud of him. And you know, it's something that he's worked real hard for, and I'm sure it was a great day for him and his family yesterday.
Well, I've said, and again, with the World Juniors a number of years ago being down in your city at that building, it is, I don't know that it's bucket list, but it is one of those things to go and see that arena and see your team play. I don't know what to call you anymore. We can't call you the Fighting Sioux. You're just the University of North Dakota, but definitely get down there to see a game and enjoy some of the best hockey the NCAA has to offer.
I appreciate it. You can't call us the Sioux anymore, but we'll always play that way. And we had a ton of great contacts and a ton of great connections with Alberta, including a ton of alums in the city of Calgary. So we'd love to have everybody down for a game. All of Alberta is welcome.
Dave, appreciate you doing this today. A real treat. We'll do it again soon.
I appreciate it, Dan.
Good
Thanks.
Stuff.
Have
Thanks.
A great day.
You too. Dave Hackstall, Albertan, head coach at UND for 8 going on 9 seasons.